Hi guys, welcome to Hoosier Hockey Live episode 1. Today is Friday, and we will be running you through all things hockey here in the state of Indiana, and even on top of that, a little bit of the NHL action and an action around the globe as far as hockey is concerned. But we are going to focus on the hockey here in Indianapolis area and the state of Indiana. So welcome to the show. Today's show is brought to you by Anchor. So thanks to Anchor for their support of Hoosier Hockey Live. So I want to dive into a game I went to last night. It was a I-69 rivalry game. It was between the Fort Wayne Comets and the Indy Fuel. The Fort Wayne Comets won 4-1. And it was a game that was dominated mostly by Fort Wayne in the second two periods. The shots on goal were 40-34 for Fort Wayne. The scoring summary, 1:36 into the first period, Justin Hodgman scored, assisted by Brady Shaw and Craig Sisson. In the second period, Indy tied the game 1:32 into the second. It was an equal strength goal scored by Logan Nelson, an ex-Fort Wayne Comet. At 10:38 of the second period, it was J.C. Champagne, assisted by Hodgman and Brady Shaw. And at 16:11, it was a power play goal by Champagne, assisted by Hodgman and Ryan Lowney. So after two, it was 3-1 Fort Wayne. In the third period, there was an equal strength goal by Mason Baptista, assisted by Jake Camras. And the final score was 4-1 Fort Wayne. So a battle of the Indiana teams in the ECHL. For those of you that maybe don't follow ECHL hockey, it's really the only pro hockey we have here in the state of Indiana. A rivalry in its fifth year of building. Normally a lot of fighting majors between these two teams. We didn't see any fights last night, but a good spirited effort by both teams. It was a physical game, but no fights. You know, Fort Wayne has had the better of Indy in the matchup so far. So it was a really good game. I'm going to break down the standings here in the ECHL Central Division, because that is the division that both Indiana teams are in. In first place, the Cincinnati Cyclones have 48 points. They are 22-6-2. The Toledo Walleye are in second place with 47 points. They are 22-7-3. The Fort Wayne Comets now are in third, sole possession of third place in the Central Division with 35 points. They are 17-14-0. Indy and Wheeling are tied for fourth with 34 points. Indy is 17-15-0. Wheeling is 16-14-2. And then last in the division is the Kalamazoo Wings. They are sitting at 31 points with a 15-16-0 record. So that's a breakdown on the Central Division. I'm going to give a conference standings layout as well, because that really dictates where the playoff matchups are going to lie and who sees who as far as the Western Conference goes. So in the Western Conference, the Cincinnati Cyclones are in first place. Toledo is in second. They're both Central Division rivals for the Indy Fuel and the Fort Wayne Comets. The Fort Wayne Comets and Indy Fuel are in 8th and 9th place, respectively. Fort Wayne, as of today, would make the playoffs by 1 point over Indy and 1 point over Wheeling. Rapid City has 33 points. They're 14-16-2. They're only 2 points back of a playoff spot right now at 35 points, which is where Fort Wayne sits. So the Western Conference, towards the middle of the pack and lower part of the divisions, that will become a very tight race down the stretch for the last 2 to 3 playoff spots in the Western Conference. So as of today, that is where the teams stand in both the division and the conference standings. There is some action today with the Indiana ECHL affiliates. We're looking at the American Hockey League now, kind of shifting gears. The Chicago Wolves, the affiliate, the AHL affiliate for the Fort Wayne Comets, who feed into the Las Vegas Golden Knights system. They have a game tonight against the San Antonio Rampage in Rosemont, Illinois. That game will go off at 7 p.m., and that game can be seen on AHL.tv. As for the Indy Fuel, the Rockford Ice Hogs, the AHL affiliate, that feed into the Chicago Blackhawks system. They will be on the road tonight at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Iowa. They're going to take on the Iowa Wild. Both that game as well can be seen on AHL.tv. So a little bit of action around the Indianapolis teams. I do want to break down the NHL games for today as well, because I know a lot of you that listen to the show are interested in NHL games. So here they are for January 4th. Winnipeg is at Pittsburgh at 7 p.m. Nashville's at Detroit at 7:30. Columbus at Carolina, 7:30. Washington at Dallas at 8. And New Jersey's at Arizona at 9. And then the Vegas Golden Knights are at Anaheim at 10 p.m. So that's your games for today in the NHL. There is also a World Junior game today at 4 p.m. The semifinal between the United States and Russia will take place. And that's going to be in, I believe it's going to be Vancouver. And that game is a 4 o'clock start versus Russia. That game can be seen on NHL Network and TSN for those in Canada. So a lot of hockey to be watched today on a Friday night. And I guess Friday afternoon if you're watching the World Juniors. So a quick breakdown on the NHL standings. I'm just going to give the division leaders as of today. Washington leads the Metropolitan with 51 points. They are 24-12. The Tampa Bay Lightning lead the Atlantic Division with 66 points. They are 32-7. As of right now, that is the Eastern Conference. In the Western Conference, you have the Winnipeg Jets in first place with 52 points. They are 25-12-2. Nashville is on their heels with 50 points. They are 24-15-2. The Calgary Flames lead the Pacific Division with 54 points. They are 25-13-4. And that is a breakdown on the NHL's division leaders. So a lot of action, a lot of hockey to be talked about. If you're watching the World Juniors today at 4 p.m., again, this is a podcast that's going on right around 2:30 on Friday. But if you are able to see it at 4 p.m., make sure you're looking out for Jack Hughes. He is the player to watch for the United States and a very dynamic guy that plays a 200-foot game, has great vision, moves his feet well, has great hands, can put the puck in the net, and can also distribute it to players on the wing as well. So Jack Hughes is definitely one of those guys you're going to want to look out for. So if you have a second to jump over to Hoosier Hockey Live on Facebook, episode 10 of Hoosier Hockey Live on Facebook just went live yesterday. Alex Shabazz was on the show. It was a great 40-minute episode. So you're going to want to catch up with that one as well. Some other content we have dropped. Brandon Marino was gracious enough to give us an interview last weekend. And that one is also on the Hoosier Hockey Live Facebook page. So if you have a few minutes, make sure you go and check those out. Great content being put out by Hoosier Hockey Live on Facebook. You may also follow us on Twitter. It's going to be Hoosier Hockey Live. And also on Instagram as well. It's also Hoosier Hockey Live there. So a big shout out to Steiner Sports Training for your support of Hoosier Hockey Live on social media and Anchor on the podcast side of things. So a very short pilot episode one today. Again, my name is Kyle Carlisle. I appreciate you listening to the episode. We're going to try to roll one of these out each week. I promise that they will be a little bit longer, and we will include some interviews from hockey players in Indiana, and we'll be looking forward to talking to you soon.